tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I recognize that song. There we go.
That's some baby-making music. Or at least baby-making practice.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV after show for MTV's Awkward. It's season 4, episode 15, Bonfire of the Vanities. I am your host, Tiana Hobson, and joining me tonight, I have my two lovely co-hosts over here.
What's up, everyone? It's Giselle Ugardi here.
And I'm Christina Zias.
And we have a very, very special guest. Her name is Stacey Clark, and her song was featured on the episode tonight.
Playing right now.
In case you forgot it, there it is. So thank you for joining us tonight, Stacey.
Yeah, thank
Give
you
a little
for
wave
having me.
To
yeah.
my friends at home.
I'm the special guest.
Now, tonight was your first time watching Awkward. What did you think of the show?
I thought it was really funny and awkward, and I could relate to it a lot.
Doesn't it just take you back to, like, your teenage years?
Not that I've ever slept with a sophomore or anything, but, yeah.
Or have you?
Yeah.
No, I was a virgin in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Good girl. I was, too.
Me, too.
Pat on the back.
Giselle.
We like to make things as awkward as possible here on our panel as well. Well, we're going to get to talk to Stacey a little bit more at the end of the show, and she's going to perform for us, too. But we want to talk about tonight's episode. Jenna had sex with Owen.
I could not believe how this episode started. No, I thought it was, like, crazy enough that they started making out at the end of last episode, let alone, like, waking up together.
But then here's...
But did she sleep over? Or was,
She slept over.
She was like, I just had afternoon sex with a sophomore.
That's where her voiceover kind of confused me, because she said, I came over to apologize and ended up staying
the night.
No, ended up sleeping with Owen.
Okay. So I thought she stayed the night.
Well, because then the next day at school. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I'm like, how come no parents, like, care about what their kids are doing on the show?
Well, I mean, Stacey, you can chime in, too. We talk about the parents on the show a lot and how the high school kids are doing a lot of things that, like, just for us in high school, it was like, a parent would be around. Like, my mom would have known if a boy was in my room,
oh, yeah,
let alone
totally.
Staying, like, the night.
And the night. Door would be wide
Yeah,
open.
The door open, like.
Yeah, I think it's hard because my mother's a guidance counselor. Same thing. Like, I would, you know, sneak out sometimes to go to bonfires, you know, through the back door of our house with my friends. But if there was a boy over, she was there, and, we were sitting on the couch, we were sitting, there was no boys allowed upstairs. And if there were, like, downstairs, we had a basement, because we're from, you know, Buffalo, we have basements, and, like, most places in California. And then, yeah, it's like, everyone's just hanging out downstairs. It's not like... I don't know.
No one goes up to the bedroom.
Doors open. Mom comes down for snacks. Yeah. Like, hey, what's going on?
Anyone want some pizza? Dad might come chime in.
That's exactly what my mom does.
So if your mom's a guidance counselor, was she a counselor, like, at your school?
No,
a guidance
thank
counselor?
God.
Oh, okay.
No, but, she pretty much, like, you know, did all my scheduling and stuff.
So she was always in your head. She was always one step ahead of you.
My mother's the most amazing person, like, I've ever met. I love her. You know, she's a single mom, like, amazing. But she definitely, like, put me in, like, special math classes instead of, like, art. And so I was so, like, not cool. You know what I mean? I was, like, cool because I, like, played soccer and everything. But I was, like, so not cool.
So where did the music come in then?
I just always have loved music and wrote, like, poems and stuff. And in high school, I did, like, an internship. That would be cool if the writers wrote about them doing, like, internships.
Yeah.
To encourage other kids to be like, yeah, this is great. You guys should do an internship. What you want to do, you know? They could really use this MTV platform to, like, really...
Instead, they're writing about each other's vanities and rating each other's numbers.
Yeah.
But they have done episodes where, you know, they talk about self-harm and about teen pregnancy.
They give you that one
drunk
season.
Driving.
Every now and then.
Drug problems. But
my question for this whole Jenna and Owen thing, Jenna, you know, they're sitting there and he's like super inspired, you know, she's his muse. How cute. But he's writing this ballad called First Time, and Jenna's shocked. Like, he's a sophomore in high school. Should she really be shocked that that was his first time?
No.
Maybe he's just that confident that he handled her just very well, and she had no idea.
Maybe. Or maybe she hasn't, you know, had it done well.
I mean, yet. I'm just going to say musicians have rhythm. I'm just going to leave it at
that. Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. And that's just amazing.
I could definitely see him being better in bed than Maddie.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Because he's so sensitive and, like, you know,
he's just
into
smoother.
Yeah, he's actually, like, caring and loving and, you know, how are you? How does that feel?
Yeah.
Is everything okay, madam?
Or who knows, maybe Jenna took the lead and she just, you know,
flipped him over.
I will say, I wasn't really into Owen before this episode. And now, of course, I just can't get enough of him.
Something about him sparkled.
Definitely.
I think it's because he actually looks like a sophomore in high school.
Really? I think he looks
tall.
Older.
He's tall, but when you look at his face...
I know.
And when
that's not it, actually.
Oh, I didn't just make you sound like a pedophile.
I know.
I'm sorry. That was not my intent. But I was just
now I know why you like him.
No, I didn't open up by saying this is why I think Owen's sexy. No, he just looks like he has a baby face. Like, everyone else, you know, we've seen them grow. You know, this is season 4 now. Mm-hmm. So we've watched everyone mature, and he's so new and fresh-faced, and I don't know, there's something about his smile, there's some innocence there that I was like, oh, he looks like a little high schooler. Oh,
he's supposed
to
be 10-ish or 10-plus years younger than we are.
Yeah.
Although he's probably, like, 2 years older than us.
I mean, I hate Hollywood actors.
He's probably, like, 32.
I'm attracted more to, like, his maturity, I feel, in the episode. Like, I feel like he has that confidence that Colin had, minus Colin. The drugs and, you know, the threesomes.
And general douchebag behavior.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Owen does seem to be, like, a good guy, and he's walking around school the next day, and, you know, he sees Jenna in the halls, and he's like, hey, and Jenna's like, yo, shh, I haven't told Tamara yet, like... I felt so bad for him when she was like, hey, I want to keep this on the DL, and then blames it on the fact that, like, you know, the whole phone book thing was going around the school.
But he handled it so well, because remember when Maddie was keeping Jenna a little bit of a secret? She was freaking out.
Yeah.
You know, he was just like, all right, cool. Like, I'll give you time, tell your friends, I get it, no big deal. So.
Well, I'm also surprised that they haven't made that parallel yet. Like, Jenna hasn't even mentioned how that's how Maddie treated her.
And, yeah, that's true.
And she hasn't, like, even put that together of, hello, this is what you're doing. And yet he's being totally cool about it. Totally, I mean, well, not anymore. Now he's really sad and heartbroken because she finally was straight up about it. But
do you think it's really done between those two?
No.
I'm going to have such a good prediction for next week.
I hope you write it down because you're going to forget.
Okay, I'm going to do it right now.
But, you know, we see him at the bonfire. He is in the band that's performing. And then, you know, Jenna has her talk with him afterwards.
He played the first time.
Yeah, after he played first time.
On the guitar.
On the guitar in front of everyone for the first time.
Guitar. So there's a lot of electricity.
Electricity going on.
She was feeling that.
Sparks were flying.
There was a lot of heat in this moment. I don't know. That was a bad one. I'm sorry, guys. I ruined
it. Will brought the fire. I'll keep it going.
Okay. But I felt so bad with Owen when he was like, I mean, what was I thinking? Like, a hot girl like you, why would you be into me? I'm kryptonite to hot girls. And I was like, oh, but...
He's so cute.
Jenna, why are you being so
He's going to be a
rude?
Catch.
He is going to be a catch.
Wait 2 more years. When you get to college, it'll all be different.
I feel like wait till next week's episode.
Or that.
Like, really? It's going to happen way quicker than that.
Than that, you think?
Yeah, but, definitely.
I mean, Tamara kind of, without knowing what she's saying, she does say, you know, if you were to go hit that, you'd be cougar town mode. 2 years. Does that constitute as being a cougar, guys?
I think there's a double standard, because, like, in high school, you're like, senior, like, heck no, you know, you can't date really anyone younger, you're not supposed to. I mean, you can, but let's be honest.
Guys usually do it, girls don't.
Yeah, it's like this double standard, but if you're in college or whatever, you know, it's like, my husband's 2 years younger than me, so it could have been me, you know, but it's like, whatever. I mean, look at, Susan Sarandon?
Yeah.
I can't even say her name right. She's like... dating a 32-year-old and she's like 50-something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if men can do it, so can women. Absolutely. Hashtag.
I will women say, doing though, it. Women or men, I think there's a difference between age gaps in high school, age gaps in college, and then anything after that.
Agreed.
For example, if it's a freshman in college dating even a senior in high school or a junior in high school, it's kind of like, because I know at least how much I grew in college, yeah, and I feel like I aged like 5-10 years.
I always give them a pass if they were dating already from high school into college, but like never had the breakup, because we all know that's coming eventually.
Totally, yeah. Like she's
eventually.
It depends on maturity too. Like you said, it's like college. If you're still dating someone in high school, it's either your high school sweethearts, or if we're not growing together, then you're probably be growing apart. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I think it's totally okay for Jenna to date Owen.
I do, too. I mean, I was in college. I was a senior in college and had a little fling with a freshman. I'm admitting
school?
That.
What?
No, a freshman in college. We were all in college. I had a little tryst with a freshman, but...
Ooh. A little, I'm graduating in a month.
It was like... It was like
heavy graduation
first semester, so maybe that makes it worse. I don't know.
I think
he was cute.
Owen is mature enough to be dating someone older, maybe older than Jenna. But at this point, I don't think Jenna is good enough for him.
Agreed. Like, Jenna is not mature enough for Owen.
Yeah. Jenna does have a lot of growing to do. And
she has a lot of loving to do.
Yeah. I mean, he can go out there. I mean, does he realize how hot a guy with a guitar is in high school when you're not Jake, who's all, like, scruffy and singing hate songs about Tamara? Like, that's not cute. But he could be really hot in high school with a guitar on the lunch tables. Like, oh, this song's called First Time because the first time I looked in your eyes, girl.
Oh, my God.
I went crazy.
That is, like, a turn off. I'm like, barf. Yeah. I'm like, what?
But think
like,
of all the girls that would fall for it, too.
Even so annoying.
Even, like, the lead in the musicals. Like, you know, I don't
just
know.
Go be...
There's a group for
the
that.
Lead in the musicals.
What I don't understand is that why does Jenna automatically assume that he wants a serious relationship with her? She went over to this place and they just had sex. That's all that really happened.
But you did see his reaction when he was like, oh, sorry, I thought I freaked you out by you being my first time.
Yeah,
you could tell that he definitely cared more.
He definitely cares about her. And she's obviously attracted him, too. But he wasn't like, let's get married. You know what I mean?
But, I mean, he did.
The song was First Time, not Will You Marry Me.
True. Yeah. That's what I did think the last episode when they kissed.
Right.
He was, like, cool with it. But then once, you know, there was insertion, there was, like, a totally different
dynamic. I think it's fine.
Like, spit out my water.
Penetration. Sorry. This is getting a little awkward.
Yeah.
It's always awkward
over here.
Tell me like it.
Let's move on to this whole phone book area code situation that's going on.
It's kind of hilarious.
It is really funny.
I've got hopes
in different area codes. Yes, that's what I kept thinking of. So the guys have this book, which they already had something similar to this, right? Didn't we have an episode about this, or am I thinking of
Are you thinking about Mean Girls?
Totally. Okay, maybe I'm thinking of Mean Girls.
Which we know where their inspiration for this came from.
Clearly.
Anyways.
So they have a phone book where they rate girls by area codes, and we find out that the first number is for the face, the second number is boobs, and the third is butt, and then the B score is how many beers it would take to sleep with her. Which is not...
Penetration,
as Giselle likes to say. So we find out from Sadie's little gaggle of friends that those two blonde bimbos, whose names I'd never remember...
Ever.
They got a 989. Mm-hmm. I don't buy that.
I don't buy it either.
I mean, if we're in high school standards, a 989, sure. But, like, that's almost a perfect score, and it's just not that serious.
Anyways, it's messed up that you're, like, rating them. The issue was that it's so screwed up that these guys just, like, objectified these girls and just put a number on them. Even though we're doing it right here, apparently, too. Thank you, Tiana.
I don't think she's a 989.
I was just saying, I thought they had a really high score, and a lot of other people had really low scores that maybe should have been a little higher.
Well, I think they earned those high scores.
That's probably very true. They did, like...
Or they bought those high scores.
Exactly.
If you know what I mean.
I don't.
Like pizza. Lots of pizza.
Yes.
Botox at 17.
But did you guys notice in that whole interaction, Sadie never said her rating?
And they never showed it either.
And they never showed it.
But this wasn't just on, like, people you had sex with, I thought. I thought it was just, like,
people that you're... Has she ever hooked up with anyone at the school who would have been old enough to access that?
Probably not, but I thought it was just, like walking down the halls, they can just rate anyone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to rate you. Maybe all the guys are scared of Sadie because she is kind of, like, bad bitch on campus.
What would you guys do if you found yourself in a book like this?
I would probably cry.
You know, we had a will. It was called, like... The seniors would always write things about people, like, mean things. Like, oh, I'm leaving this person muzzled to keep their mouth shut. Or this person handcuffs, keep their hands off my boyfriend or whatever. And so, luckily, I was never in it. But I had friends who were, and it was, like, awful. You know, it's just, like, and then our class, we stopped. We never, like, to my knowledge, like, guys never, like, continued doing it. But I just thought, like, how messed up is that? You know, it's, like, so I kind of like how they... flip it and give, you know, the females power. Not saying that it's right, because at the end of the day, no one wants to feel like crap about themselves, totally. You know?
Especially in high school.
Especially
when
just
you're not able to,
like,
brush that off as easily. Mm-hmm. At least I wouldn't have been. I feel like if I saw, like, one of those books now, I'd be like, whatever, you know?
Yeah, if I saw it
in high school, I'd be like...
I probably would have been, like...
I'm gonna go eat lunch by myself.
In high school, I probably would have been, like, Sadie. I probably wouldn't have been in the book because no one, like, cared what I was doing. It was just like all the other girls had, like, all the attention, and I was just like, want to play some basketball? Like, let's go shoot some hoops.
I for sure was friend zone in high school.
I think it would just depend on what the rating is, because obviously if you're a 989, you're not going to be that mad anymore.
But if you're like Tamara and you're a 484, I think you have every right to be very upset. But I mean, at least her boobs got a really, because she does have some really good boobs.
She has, She's packing for sure.
Wasn't her beer count a 6?
Yeah, that's kind of...
Yeah, but that's not good.
That's not a good score.
She has to have 6 beers?
No,
they have to have 6
beers. Yeah, beer glasses. They have to have beer goggles.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was that she only needs to have many drinks. Well,
You know, it could always be worse. It could be how many roofies?
Oops.
It could be worse.
It could be worse, but...
I mean, let's look on the bright side here.
Yeah, but someone needed a 6-pack of beers to... bone tomorrow, which is kind of sad.
Well, that's also, but, like, is this guy, like, bigger? Because maybe he needs more beers. Whether, you know, if he's, like, a skinny guy, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you raise a valid point, Stacey. Thank you. Yeah. So see, tomorrow is not that bad.
Yeah, we need to see who's, like, writing those and then compare.
Well, anyways, I feel like Tamara could handle herself.
And we know it wasn't Jake.
Yes. At least we know it wasn't Jake. Well, of course, Tamara goes on, like, a whole rampage about, you know, finding the book and, you know, exposing it, and she has her little morning newscast, which I loved when Val comes in and goes, beep, beep, beep.
It was amazing.
Classic Val.
Yeah, almost as amazing as that outfit.
Yeah. The censors were never bore us. But Val interrupts it, and then, you know, Tamara ends up making her own database for the guys, where she's using her hashtags to offend them.
Hashtag nothing upstairs.
Yeah. Hashtag nothing downstairs. So we have this whole burn book, I guess, going around yet again on the interwebs, and it's going viral now. At the end of the episode, we see that, like, people are really, really getting into this whole guy thing, which sucks because, you know, the guys kind of redeemed themselves at the end there with Maddie and his grand gesture.
And his coffee date.
And his coffee date. Back. Yeah, let's talk about Intimidation Nation. Yeah, Gabby Douglas. Why was it that it took me the whole episode to remember her name, and then when Jenna said Gabby got there first, I was like, Gabby Douglas! Why didn't I remember that one? Dang it!
You're welcome.
It was really cute how he approached her, and, like, I mean, it was could not be any cornier, but I appreciate the effort that Maddie's putting in.
He's got 3 moves. Well, now 4. Yeah, 4. So, you know...
And now 5.
Yeah, when you're that cute... Sometimes you don't have to work for it, so things come easier, so he has to learn how to step up his game. I'm glad that someone's there to kind of, you know...
Put him in his place.
Yeah,
I definitely. Think all guys watching should take that line. It makes me nervous to, like... You make me nervous. That's so cute.
It is, definitely.
I would be like, grow some balls. We can't date. You're not confident enough.
Oh, I'd be like, oh, you're so cute.
I'd be like, oh, sweetie, come here. Let me just take care of you. Let me, like... be your everything. Let's get married. That's when I get psycho.
That's when you're planning your wedding.
So I'm like, oh my God, we're getting married in 3 weeks. It's going to be amazing. Yeah, I reveal too much about myself
this
sometimes
on
this
show.
This is
why Tiana would not be in our high school book.
You guys, you got to like rewind though, because let's talk about the library. I mean, yeah. Hello, everyone should know what a library is. They're like, oh, it's where like Google goes to die. Is that really how high school is?
Now,
yeah, I feel probably. Like
maybe it That's is. So sad. Isn't I love it? Reading books. I love
paper books.
Yeah, I can't get
I love hardcover books.
Yeah.
I love writing.
I don't like my books
down.
Soft. You see what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
Christine's giving that look of like, Tiana, shut up.
Thank you, Marissa. With the library being so abandoned, I'm surprised that no one's hooked up in the book stacks.
Oh, it's gonna happen.
We have to have
definitely
one of those.
Will happen.
But I was surprised that the library had all those phone books there that no one had like thrown out the old ones.
What's that?
Yeah, no librarian went and was like, you know what, this phone book's from 1972. Maybe we should get rid of it now.
It's
and then
an
found
artifact?
And then found like the burn
book right
one
there.
And been like, oh, maybe we should get rid of this off the campus. How did they hide that in
it's
plain
vintage.
Sight?
Clearly, the librarians are not taking their jobs seriously.
Yeah, I mean.
And, you know, the writers of Awkward really need to address this serious issue.
We should write them a letter. In pen.
You're welcome.
We're going to mail it to them via the USPS, because that's ancient now, too.
I love handwritten letters.
I did too.
They're so adorable.
Handwritten thank you note can go a long way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we see Maddie, you know, at the bonfire. Jenna unfriends him because, you know, she confronts him because she knows that he wrote about her in the book. And he just kind of brushes it off. Like, it was just a stupid jock thing. Like, it meant nothing. He wasn't seeing the sort of severity of the situation that, you know, objectifying these girls is wrong and it's bullying. That's ultimately what it is. And no one wants to look at it like that. But it takes our good friend Jake to put it all in perspective for him. Jake was so great. I love him. Why wasn't he there more tonight?
I know, he wasn't.
He was only there for, like, the crucial stuff. Like, he guided them to the book, and then he made Maddie realize the error of his ways.
Why wasn't he the musical performance?
Because all his songs are about how tomorrow never comes.
Well, he was very impactful, so that's all that matters.
Yeah. Yes.
And the message that he said about his sister, I feel like it's really true, because you don't realize, you don't like put things into perspective until you relate it to you.
Yes.
You know?
It's very true. And before we move on, I just want to take a quick minute and say thank you to everyone who is watching us live right now. Thank you for everyone who's listening to us on iTunes. Make sure you go on iTunes and rate us, give us 5 stars, and tell us that you love us and that we're pretty. And then make sure you go over to YouTube and leave us a comment there and subscribe to our podcast over there, too. I love reading all the predictions we get and all the feedback on YouTube. So make sure you go and give us a little love.
Yeah. But don't rate us.
Don't rate us area code wise. Because I know that my boobs deserve a 10, and that's not a real area code. It just can't work like that. So before we wrap up the show, we have to talk about Val and Will.
So cute.
Do we? I'm so happy for Val.
I'm so happy. She's so bold.
She needs a man in her life.
And she needs some insertion.
They're already cohabiting together, guys. They share an office.
They do.
Yeah.
So things are moving very fast. What do we think about Will? Do we like him?
Yes.
Yes.
He's a hottie with a body.
He's weird. Is. He's persistent. He's yes. kind of creepy, but hot at the same time. I feel like him and Val
like
are
exactly
match.
Like Val. Like yes. you just described Val at the same time.
Also, is a scuba coach a real thing in high school these days?
Can I redo high school all over again?
Because if
please?
I could learn how to scuba dive in high school,
from
I would have been like, yeah,
on
from
a team.
What?
How do you compete if you're like a scuba team? Someone
like whoever
Google
finds
this.
The best coral.
Yeah. If you had a scuba team in your school, will you please let us know about it and how competitions work and all that? Because that sounds like the best job
it's
ever.
Like, whoever brings back the most rings.
Yes, totally.
It's like we're going to the ocean today. But yeah, I just love seeing Val, and I love seeing that, you know, there's finally, you know, a little story for her, because we've seen her just pop in and like scenes kind of like how Jake was used tonight. You know, that's kind of Val. She usually just popped in there, but tonight she had like her whole like story.
I have a prediction
about Val.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have to save that.
Okay.
for now. Because now we're going to talk about Stacey. Because Stacey...
Oh, sorry. I apologize. Let's get to the boring part of the show.
No. This is the most fun part.
This is the sexy
part.
So
I'm a Virgo. the high school I went to was called Grand Island, and our mascot was the Vikings.
Oh.
I played soccer. It was fun.
No scuba there.
No scuba. Buffalo, New York. So definitely no scuba.
Maybe like ice scuba? I don't know.
We did do swim classes, though, and I broke my thumb playing soccer, and then I broke my elbow, so I had to do these like Richard Simmons like workout videos like next to the pool with my cast. I'm like, is this legal? Yeah. And it was like literally like these. It was so awful. No, I didn't write a song about it, but I was like, really, this is crazy, like I should be like writing a paper or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of writing songs, you write like all your stuff, and you said you've been writing poems and stuff for a long time. Do you draw from real life experiences like high school for your songs?
Yeah. I mean, I draw from like everything, like family and, you know, politics, love, loss, like everything that you could possibly imagine. I also, like, for example, I could like read a book and like write a song about it. One of my songs, Figured It Out, I wrote about the girl with the dragon tattoo, like how I felt when I was reading that. So different, you know, things influenced me.
So now that you said that.
I hope we influenced you.
Yeah. I hope you have an awkward song after this. But speaking of Figured It Out, I watched the video today because I know it's new and everyone should go watch it. I loved the video. I love that your boyfriend was a murderer. And I loved your Olivia, because you told me you're a Scandal fan, and I saw those connecting dots on the board with...
Oh, you know what's crazy? I didn't even watch Scandal until after.
Oh, really?
But that I watched The Blacklist, that was, like, a reference. Yeah, yeah, I love that.
I was watching it today, I was like, oh my gosh, that looks like Scandal, and then today you said you like Scandal, yeah. I was like, oh, it's Kismic.
Well, yeah. She answered our question, though, because we were like, well, was that a real-life experience?
No, it was based on a book.
Yeah.
Okay. On a book.
Yeah, definitely. I never dated a serial killer.
Oh, good. So that's everyone so should try fun. It at least once,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The song that we heard tonight, how did you feel about, you know, seeing it during this makeout scene between the two weird, creepy, sexy, beautiful people?
Well, it's always fun to, you know, see your music being played in different scenes. And I thought it was a really cool scene. So,
how did it come about?
The placement?
Yeah.
Song. I have a publishing deal, so they do like all my licensing with music. So they pitch it to TV networks, and then different music supervisors say yay or nay, and then they place it. The editors or supervisors place it, and then I get notified, and yeah. Unless I have like a direct connection, and then, you know, sometimes I might get that way, but usually just that.
Is there a show that you would like die if you heard your song on?
Well, I was really excited when I heard my song on the Kardashian show. Let's be honest. What girl doesn't love that show? So that was really exciting. And I used to watch, like, The Hills a bunch. It was, like, on that. I don't know. There's been so many different placements. But, yeah, it's all exciting.
What do you think would be your ultimate goal with your music? Because you did mention earlier that you've taken some improv classes. You want to do acting? Like, is that for your music and performing live?
Yeah, I love comedy and I love writing. And so I'm doing a lot of, like, different writing. Not only songwriting, but writing, you know, little TV pilots and things like that. And so I just love creating in general. So I did improv 3 classes at Upright Citizens Brigade and a writing class, which was crazy hard. I mean, it was great. It taught me so much, but I just respect comedy writers more than anybody. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of funny because we were watching the Awkward Show and I saw this girl, Annie, who was in my Improv 101 class, and I even emailed her. I was like, that's so funny because you never know. And taking these classes at Upright is just cool because you meet people from all different walks of life and it helps you grow as a person, I feel.
Yeah, that's one great thing about being in LA, too. It's like, you know, you meet someone, like, even, you know, these gals right here. It's like, oh, I know them. And then, like, 5 years from now, I could see them on TV. So I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, we used to have the show. We used to be friends. Oh, yeah, she hates me now. I'm just joking.
It's so crazy. Like, it Figured It Out, my music video. So my friend Xavier played my psycho ex-boyfriend. Well, he's the host. He was like True Blood after show, and now he's doing American Horror Story.
Oh,
and
okay. Lindsay looks familiar.
Lindsay is like, she played the girlfriend that got killed. Well, the girl.
The blonde.
And she's like all over the place too, and her best friend's in like Dancing with the Stars. So it's like the girl from Pretty Little Liars. Mm-hmm. So it's like everybody's connected, and then I know her roommate just through, like, writings. I also do a lot of co-write. So I feel like the world is a small place and she's getting smaller.
It
you
does.
Know?
Teensy little world.
Yeah.
Who's someone that you'd like to work with?
Stevie Nicks. Oh. Gwen Stefani.
The Ultimates.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to write a song for them, you know. But that's what I'm working on right now. It's just a lot of, like, songwriting for other artists, too. So not only myself. I'll write songs till I die, but just, like, branching out, diversifying.
Is it hard to do that where you write a song and then you give it to someone else's voice?
Well, it's not when you're – that's your intention. So, mm-hmm. like, I'll go into a studio with a producer or maybe one writer or just the producer and I will write or maybe the artists themselves. And then we'll work on the song and it might make the record. It might actually – make someone else's record, like, you never know. So it's all, like, really exciting and a lot of hard work, you know, and no guarantees, but when things do happen, it's just, like, the best. So
yay. Well, congratulations. And how long have you been in LA doing this?
Well, I live in Orange County, so I've been commuting.
Ooh, but that's
yeah
a commute.
I have a lot of friends in LA, so I can I'll hang out with you girls.
Yeah,
but yeah, so I've been doing this, oh my gosh, I moved here in 2004 and I've been doing music, like, professionally since 2006. Wow. And so that's, it's been a blessing.
Was there
sure.
was there ever a time when you were thinking, you know, there's all these reality competition shows now, you know, The Voice, American Idol?
Yeah, I mean, I've had 3 record deals, so you can't go on those shows when you have a deal. And before this last contract I did, I actually auditioned. I got an email because they do private auditions too. It's not all like what it seems.
Yeah, yeah. Very and, edited, produced.
Yeah, and they actually, I didn't get chosen, which I was like, okay. What? But then they called me a week later and they're like, do you want to re-audition for the next season? And I was like, I just auditioned. But they're like, well, that was full because they fill, like, you know, they have professionals, they throw in their fillers and then they do the live. So you never know. But for me, I'm just like, you know what? I'm already established. Like, I think that really could do great for me. But I think those shows are very stressful, too. And I feel like I've had some friends who go through. It's like a lot of, you know, anxiety. You're like there and you're singing other people's songs and you're like, you know, I wish I was Beyonce, but I'm not, you know. And so it's like, I don't think that route's for me, but I love, like, writing for those artists and, you know, just doing my little thing.
That's great.
Not little.
Yeah.
Doing my thing. Huge thing.
Let's hear your little thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is my little thing called Taylor. I'm actually going to take off my headphones if that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for this live performance right now.
Just so I can, like, really hear myself.
Should we do predictions before or after?
We'll do it after.
Okay.
We'll let her go
you
for it
to
right
stick
now.
Stick around.
Okay. So this song's called Everything's Changing. Instead of crossing paths or colliding, I feel the time is past, the tide is coming in. On the other side, the grass is greener, I'll pass the breakers, the water gets deeper.
Thank you.
I took guitar lessons. I'm younger
now. That was awesome.
Stacey Clark, everybody.
Yes. Thank you for that. I loved hearing it in studio because sometimes, you know, when MTV plays their songs, like, you can't really hear the words.
Yeah.
And now I know exactly why they chose that song for that moment because, you
know, everything was changing.
Everything was changing. Oh, you might want to fix
it.
You got it. Boom.
Like I said, I'm ready for Tom Cruise's next movie.
Yeah.
I was going to say, was that even the same song? Because it sounded totally different, and like in a good way. Where
yeah.
Just, you could feel a different vibe and you could see
emotion. That's the live performance.
The funny thing is, the song you guys played, that's actually a different version. So, but the one, the one on the TV show is, yeah, more acoustic and piano.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's the one, yeah. My record
symmetry. Cool. Nice.
Beautiful.
Can you do us a favor? The mic's just slipping so we can't hear you.
We're hearing your hair spray inside your mouth.
Motion it more towards your mouth.
There we go.
There you go.
Is that good? I think I got it on.
The wrong way.
There, I got it on.
There it is.
There we
and
go.
Then just lift it up. Boom.
Yes. Perfect. You guys.
Ready for takeoff.
Yeah, I feel like I'm working at Old Navy. That was like one of my jobs in high school. Hi, welcome to Old Navy. Would you like a bag? Do you need to try that on? Fitting room one.
Walk you over someone.
Thank goodness you found your way out of Old Navy and with the guitar because that was amazing.
Aw, thank
you. So where can fans get your song that we just heard?
Just online on iTunes, Stacey Clark, Stacyclark. That's my name.
Don't wear it out.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Stacey, for that. That was beautiful. And we're going to get into some predictions now for the show.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. You guys both have said you had predictions throughout this show. I hope you wrote them down and did not forget them.
You can go first.
Okay, so we have found out that Awkward is not getting renewed.
Right. No.
This is going to be the final season.
No, Awkward is renewed for one more season.
And then that's
season five is the last season.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is season four. We get a season five. Yay! And then it's done.
Okay, so my prediction is that Val is going to get engaged this season, and she's going to get married next season.
Ooh. I like that prediction.
And that's how it'll end?
And that's going to be, like, one of the endings. Like, like we'll have the Clueless wedding.
Yes.
And
then Jenna will catch the bouquet.
Perfect. I like that.
Who's Jenna with at this wedding?
No one, but she kisses Maddie, and they part ways and go off to college.
Okay.
That's a pretty good prediction.
That is a good prediction. Mm-hmm. All right,
okay. Mine's a little bit more dramatic than that. So I feel like this whole viral burn book for the guys thing, it's going to go crazy. And then they're going to realize, okay, all these guys suck. There's no one eligible anymore except Owen. And then Tamara is going to go after Owen. But Owen is still going after Jenna. And then Tamara hates Jenna because she thinks that Jenna is trying to steal Owen from her. Meanwhile, she has no idea because she's obviously clueless in Tamara land.
I think that's a good prediction.
That is a good prediction.
Also, Sadie kissed
Sergio
tonight.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about Sadie.
So she's totally going to insertion.
Insertion. Is Sergio going to be Sadie's first?
Yes.
I like that. I like both of those predictions.
I have a prediction. Yeah. I think Val is going to be pregnant before they get married.
Ooh.
Yeah, because it's awkward, right? And if I was a writer on Awkward, I'd be like, this bitch is getting pregnant.
Maybe even before the ring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's going to get pregnant. Yeah. And then they're going to be like, oops. Like,
morning sickness during a counseling session.
Speaking of pregnancies, guys, where is Slutty McSlutterson, what's her name, who's pregnant.
Gloria Gloria?
Yeah. Slutty McSlutterson is just so much better. Where is she? She's pregnant and, like, missing.
People pop in and out of the show.
Yeah, they
really
yeah.
do. Like, she popped in when she moved in with Jenna.
She's not
going to
pop back in until she pops out.
True. You know what I mean? Probably true.
Off at reform school.
Yeah.
Well, I like everyone's predictions, and since I cannot think for myself, I'm going to just say I agree with you all. I have no mind of my own.
What would be your prediction for Eva? Do you think she's going to come back?
I think that maybe that'll be the season finale, like, cliffhanger of, like, we see Eva back, and it's like, dun, dun, dun.
Do you think Maddie and Gabby will click?
I don't know. I think Gabby might be too much woman for Maddie.
Yeah.
She doesn't date high school boys, you know?
I don't think, or I think she might actually really like him, and then Maddie's going to be like, just not that into it.
Yeah. Put in all that work. Well, guys, make sure you keep the conversation going. Thanks to our special guest, Stacey Clark.
Woo,
Tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
I definitely will. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm like,
yeah, I totally got it. you can find me on Facebook, Stacey Clark Music, online, StaceyClark.net, on Twitter, Stacey Clark. Stacey Clark loves you on Instagram.
Nice.
Pretty much, it's listed all on my, you know, website, StaceyClark.net. So
awesome.
There you go.
And how about you two?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Zias and at MissZias.com.
Woohoo. You can find me at Giselle Ugardi on Twitter and Instagram. Giselle Ugardi Official is my new Facebook page, and I have a YouTube contest happening right now for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So Sprinting in Stilettos, go check that out.
I'm definitely going to enter that competition because I know what the prize is. And you can find all of our after shows at AfterBuzzTV.com. And I am on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson. Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of Awkward, and we will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
You're welcome.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.